God has put me in charge. I have the say-so of what goes on in my life and what goes on around me. I have the say-so. The government don't have it. They tried to take it. I have certain rules and things that, you know, as a citizen that I should do, but the majority of the stuff, I ain't doing it because they ain't right. You mean I'm going to go out and agree and preach abortion when the Bible's against it? I ain't preaching that. Now you see them trying to tell me that I should. They trying to make you accept it. They trying to make us accept same-sex marriage. You got to do it. No, I don't have to. You ain't my Lord. You may try to put pressure on me, but I don't have to do it. Are you hearing me? And the saints need to stand up because we have been too quiet about these things. And let the government know you're overstepping your boundary. You're not the author of life. My God is. Amen. I don't care what rank you hold. I don't care who you are. I got the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. Matthew 16, 19. Listen to what it says. Matthew 16, 19. You got it? What did I say? Matthew 16, 19. And I will give you. I don't know what this up there. Come back again, y'all. That wasn't the right one. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. This is Matthew 16, 19. I will give unto you what? The keys of the kingdom of heaven. So you and I have the key of the kingdom of heaven. So what do we do with the key? And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So you want me to break that down to you? Whatever you allow on earth, I will allow it in heaven. I'm going to break it down to you so you can get it. Paul said, I was caught up in the third heaven, didn't he say it? So in that third heaven where God lived, right? Right? Would you agree? What up there need to be bound? Nothing. So you have to be talking about the first or second heaven, right? So he's saying whatever's bound, you bind on earth is bound in heaven, this atmosphere above us. Amen. If you allow it to go on the earth, I'll allow it to operate up there. But if you stop it, I make sure to stop up there too. Are you hearing me? Because you have the key. Didn't he say it? I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That means heaven had given us authority to rule on earth over these demons, evil spirits, and diseases, and disaster, and tornado, and all the other garbage that's going on. They may roam around on this earth, but don't you come on my property. Don't you come on my property. Don't you come here in the name of Jesus. Are y'all listening to me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what he has said about his word. Listen to what he said about his word. Isaiah 55, 11. This is what he said about his word. And he made us one with his word. Isaiah 55:11. Ooh. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. You know what the word void means? Empty. unsuccessful. Don't have nothing. Can't do nothing. It shall not return to me void. But it shall what? Accomplish that which I please. God is pleased that you live long. God is pleased that you get born again. God is pleased that you get filled with the Holy Ghost. God is pleased that you talk in tongues every day. God is pleased that you lift your hand. God is pleased that you worship Him. God is pleased that you praise Him. God is pleased that you walk with Him. God is pleased that you come in the throne room and spend some time with Him. It shall accomplish that which please, that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. It shall prosper. If I told you you will live long, it'll prosper you. If I told you you live in health and live strong, it will prosper you. If I told you that I would give you the desires of your heart, it will prosper you. It will prosper you. It'll prosper you in that. It'll prosper you to live long. It'll prosper you to live in peace. It'll prosper you to make money. It'll prosper you in everything you do. Are you listening to me? You don't have to put on a show. You don't have to be a crook and a stealer and a cheat and all this kind of stuff. And people trying to manipulate their life through life to get. No, you just live with this. Just get the word of God in you. Get born again first and get full of the Holy Ghost. And then find out what God says and do it. Amen. You don't have to lie and cheat, none of that stuff. And we all been guilty. But thank God that He set us free. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Listen to what he said. This is what he said to me. He said, I have never spoken nothing that I didn't believe, and I never said nothing that is not true. If I did, I wouldn't be God. Whew. I'm going to read that one again. I have never spoken nothing that I didn't believe. And I never said nothing that is not true. If I did, I wouldn't be God. Yahweh. By the way, Yahweh is the highest name of God from the Hebrew and the Aramaic language. Hallelujah. Yahweh. I wouldn't be Yahweh. Listen to this. You got to hear this one. And we're moving right along. Because this is some. Let me make a statement before I do this one. I need to make a statement. I need to repent.